Imagine creating your own applications, like completely custom apps for exactly what you need, but without writing any code at all.
Sounds a bit like science fiction, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, Google's just unveiled something experimental that's aiming to make that real. It's called Google Opal. So today, in this deep dive, we're going to pull back the curtain on Opal. We'll get into what it actually is, how it works.
Yeah, the nuts and bolts.
Exactly. And look at some, well, fascinating examples from the source material you sent over. Some successful, some maybe a bit challenging. The whole idea is to give you a shortcut to understanding its potential, but also, its limits right now.
Absolutely. And Opal, it's fundamentally an experimental thing from Google Labs. No code. Designed so pretty much anyone can build these functional AI mini apps.
Mini apps, okay.
And the core idea, the catchphrase almost, is describe it, don't code it.
Okay, describe it, don't code it. Let's unpack that. What is Google Opal, really? From the research, it looks like an AI tool that whips up apps from just a prompt.
Which feels very different from, say, Firebase Studio or AI Studio, even with their AI features. It's not just helping with code, it's trying to skip it altogether, right?
Right.
By working at a much higher level.
That's the key difference. And what's really interesting is that Opal isn't like generating lines of Python or JavaScript in the background, not in the way a developer might think. Instead, it works through this visual editor. It connects your prompt, your description, to various Google models, and it's smart about it.
How so?
It uses things like Gemini Flash for reasoning, AudioLM for speech, VO for video, Imagen for images. It's basically orchestrating these powerful tools using your words and this visual interface, not building AI from the ground up each time.
It's like a conductor for Google's AI orchestra.
Exactly, a conductor using natural language.
And this idea of mini apps keeps coming up. And also vibe coding, what's that about?
Yeah, vibe coding captures it. You're not giving super precise step-by-step instructions like in traditional programming. You're describing the feel, the intent, the vibe of what you want. And Opal tries to translate that vibe into a working mini app.
So, simple for the user. No code, no fiddling with config files. Just describe it.
That's a promise.
That promise is really something. Describe it, don't code it. So, how does that actually work for the person using it? What's that first step like? You sit down, you have an idea, then what?
Okay, so it all starts with your prompt, just your description. And then Opal generates a workflow based on that.
A workflow.
Yeah, in something they call the Visual Workflow Editor. It basically turns your text into a diagram, like a flow chart with nodes.
Nodes, okay, like boxes and arrows.
Kind of. Each step, each node shows an input or something being generated or an output, and it's drag and drop, super
So
visual.
you can see how the app flows.
Exactly. And you can tweak it. You can change the instructions inside a step, or even tell it to use a different AI model for, say, image generation.
How do you tweak it? Just type more.
You can. You can just keep the conversation going, like, okay, now make the image black and white. Or you can directly click and drag and change things in that visual workflow. It's pretty flexible.
That visual part sounds useful. Drag and drop makes sense. But, starting from a blank slate is often the hardest part. Does Opal help with that? Like any templates?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They have starter templates, basically a gallery of pre-built AI apps. You can use them straight away, or, and this is cool, you can remix them. Take a template and change it to fit what you need. It's a great jump-off point.
Remixing. Nice.
And they've included some other helpful bits too, like a little console window so you can see if errors pop up when your app runs.
Like developer tools almost.
Sort of, yeah. A simplified version. And you can even change the look, the theme of your app right there.
Okay, so we've got the concept, the visual editor, the templates. Sounds promising, but the real test is always, does it actually work?
Right. When the rubber meets the road.
Exactly. So let's dig into the examples from the sources. How did Opal actually do when people tried building stuff?
Okay.
Let's maybe kick off with one that seemed pretty successful in the demos. The blog post writer.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The workflow seemed pretty clear. It gets a topic, does research, writes an outline, makes banner image, writes the post, then shows it all.
It's quite a few steps from just one initial idea, isn't it?
It is quite comprehensive, and the sources noted you could customize the prompts inside those steps, change the models.
And did it work?
Apparently, yeah. When they tried topics like AI code editors or AI in education, the result was described as a proper, well-written blog with a really professional image. So pretty solid.
Okay, that's a good start. 1 point for Opal.
There was another one too, the fashion stylist app. simpler flow, maybe. It
Wow.
gets the city you're in,
right.
pulls a weather report, figures out an outfit based on that, and shows you the results. Like a little personal AI stylist. That seemed to work well, too. Huh. Interesting. Like a practical little assistant. And what about that other one? The explain a topic like I'm five. That sounded fun.
Oh, that one was great. So simple, but really effective. You just type in a topic.
Like anything.
Seemingly, yeah. And Opal uses a specific system prompt, like a background instruction, to simplify it for a kid.
And the example was quantum computing.
Yeah. And explain it as the magical toy box. Brilliant, right?
Huh, that's actually perfect. I wish I had that sometimes.
Me too. And the output wasn't just text. It could be HTML, or you can save it straight to a Google Doc or a slide or sheet. Very handy.
Okay, so definitely some clear wins. Blog writer, fashion stylist, the ELI 5 thing. But this is experimental tech. There's always another side, isn't there?
Always.
What happened when people tried something a bit more ambitious? The sources mention a YouTube thumbnail generator. How did that go?
Oh, well, that one. That became a bit of a poster child for the experimental nature of Opal. The goal was pretty demanding. Make 4 really vibrant, eye-catching thumbnails for YouTube with specific text instructions, like use a certain red color, use white text, and do it all just from a video URL.
Okay, that does sound tricky.
And the sources reported, well, significant problems. The process would just freeze up, or it would run for ages, like approaching 1,500 seconds.
Wow, that's over 20 minutes.
Yeah, or even 1,638 seconds in one case, just waiting. And then, after all that, it spat out one single thumbnail described as terrible.
Ouch, not quite the 4 vibrant ones requested.
And not even close. And this seemed to point towards issues with API calls and maybe hitting quotas.
Okay, can you break that down a bit? API calls and quotas.
Sure. Think of API calls as Opal needing to ask another Google service for help. Like asking Gemini to analyze something or asking Imogen to create that picture. Each ask is a call. And quota exceeded just means Opal ran out of its allowed number of asks for a certain time period. Like hitting your data limit on your phone plan, basically.
Yeah.
The problem was Opal didn't seem to tell the user that happened clearly. It just failed or produced garbage.
Right. So the system hit a wall but didn't say anything. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
A terrible thumbnail after waiting half an hour. Yeah, that definitely cools the excitement.
It does. And it raises the question, is it the underlying AI models struggling? Or is it Opal managing those calls?
What did the other example suggest? There was a movie summary one, too.
Yeah, simpler task, you'd think. Give it a movie title, get back 4 bullet points summarizing it.
Should be easy for these models, right?
You'd think. But the errors reported were things like information not available, the system reported a quota exceeded error, or research results cannot be processed.
Quotas again?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
And the really telling thing, someone took the exact same movie title prompt and put it directly into Gemini, Google's main AI. And Gemini apparently gave a perfect summary quickly, which strongly suggests the issue wasn't Gemini itself, but how Opal was trying to use Gemini and running into those hidden limits or orchestration problems.
Okay, that makes sense. The problem isn't Opal's plumbing, not necessarily the AI engine it's connected to.
Looks that way, at least in these cases.
What about really pushing it? There was that complex one. Research medical trends, write a tweet, and make a video with an influencer persona. All in one go.
Yeah, that was a tall order. Combining research, text generation, and video.
And the result? Please don't say terrible again.
Well, the feedback was medical trend not found. And the video it generated was apparently in an unknown language.
An unknown language, seriously.
Yep. So, again, it points back to those likely API or quota issues happening under the hood without being properly flagged. It shows that for these complex multi-step workflows, the back-end stability just isn't quite there yet. The idea is cool. The execution still needs work.
Definitely sounds like it. So, okay, let's say you do manage to build an app and it actually works. How easy is it? Share it. The sources said just copy a link.
The sharing seems super simple. Just send the link, though no custom domains or anything fancy like that right now.
Basic, but easy.
But the really neat part is the remix feature we mentioned earlier. Someone gets your link, they can click remix and instantly get their own copy of your app's workflow to start tinkering with.
Ah, so they can build on your idea.
Exactly. It really opens the door to, like, collaborative building. You could imagine a community sharing and improving these Opals. Hints of open source style collaboration.
That community angle is potentially powerful, but
yeah,
there's a catch with availability for now, isn't there?
Good catch. It's only available in the U.S. currently.
So anyone outside the U.S. needs a VPN or something just to try it.
Yeah, got to jump through those hoops for now.
Which kind of brings us to the wrap-up, the current state of play for Opal.
Mm-hmm. And the clear takeaway is, it's very much in the early stages. It's labeled experimental for a reason. It has bugs.
Definitely sounds like it.
And the biggest frustrations people ran into seemed to be those API limits and hitting quotas without any warning. You don't know how much quota you have or when you've run out until things just stop working right.
That lack of transparency would be maddening.
Totally. It shows that tension, right?
Yeah.
The slick front end promises this easy experience, but the complex, power-hungry AI stuff on the back end still has these unpredictable hurdles.
So, bottom line for now.
Bottom line. It's a fascinating glimpse of the future, a really unique tool. But it will certainly not replace full-stack engineering anytime soon. Not even close yet.
Right. So we've seen this incredible promise, describe, don't code, this vision of anyone being a creator. And then we've seen the current reality, sometimes amazing, sometimes, well, bumpy.
It's definitely experimental.
But it really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. It raises that big question about the future of no-code or maybe low-code
yep.
development. How will Google or others bridge that gap between the easy interface and the complex backend? Because the potential for these little mini AI applications that will just work, if they can sort out those quota and API issues, that's huge.
That if still feels pretty important based on what we've discussed.
It does.
But the vision, it's still incredibly compelling. So thinking about that vision, putting aside the current bugs for a second, what kind of mini app would you, listening right now, describe into existence if you knew it would just work perfectly? Something to think about as these kinds of tools evolve.